From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Campaigns for the Texas Board of Education seldom make news, especially in the 31 rural and small-town counties east of Dallas that make up District 9. Mary Lou Bruner has changed that. The 69-year-old former teacher from Mineola made national headlines with her Facebook posts. She declared Islam a cult religion, she labeled climate change a Marxist hoax, and she called President Obama a homosexual who prostituted himself to pay for a drug habit. This month, Bruner easily led the Republican primary field, and she faces a runoff in May. Those results made for some salacious headlines. The Washington Post story about Mary Lou Bruner had this headline: "A Texan who called Obama a gay prostitute may soon control what goes in children's textbooks." Gawker says, "Meet the science and Muslim-hating conspiracy theorist running for the Texas Board of Education." The New York Times profiled her. Even HBO comedy newsman John Oliver weighed in.
She's previously written that the dinosaurs were on Noah's Ark, but went extinct afterward because, and I quote, "they may have been babies and not able to reproduce, it might make sense to take the small dinosaurs onto the ark instead of the ones bigger than a bus."
Bruner says she doesn't watch Oliver's show, but she doesn't back down from the comments she's made either. In one Facebook post, she said, "President Obama once prostituted himself. It's a logical conclusion," she says, "since he admitted to smoking pot as a young man."
If he's on drugs, then how did he pay for them? There's two ways that people on welfare pay for drugs. They prostitute themselves or they steal.
Still, Bruner would rather talk about her qualifications for the job. She retired from a 36-year career in a handful of East Texas public schools where she was a teacher and later worked with kids with learning disabilities.
Those Facebook postings are just one little dot in my whole lifetime. And they're controversial, but I still don't think I've done anything wrong. I have a First Amendment right to say what I want to say.
Bruner's Republican opponent in the May 24th election is Kevin Ellis. He's a chiropractor and president of the school board in Lufkin.
Honestly, you have someone out there who is trying to win this election by spreading fear and hate. And, you know, when someone steps up and is totally focused on their own political agenda, I don't think that that's proper and I don't think that's right.
Ellis says he's also running on conservative education principles, fiscal responsibility, local control of curriculum, and transparency. He says board members shouldn't insert their own political views into science or social studies standards, but rather listen to the scientists and historians who know their fields.
The State Board of Education does not need to be an embarrassment to the state of Texas, and comments like she makes can turn it into the laughingstock.
Thomas Ratliff is also unimpressed with Bruner. He's retiring from the District 9 seat. He's a moderate on the State Board of Education and says he's concerned that Bruner will slow the board's progress and reinstate an era of bitter partisanship. He calls Bruner's views on teaching antiquated and naive.
I think her goals for education are to roll back the clock to the Leave It to Beaver days, and I don't think that's possible.
I met Bruner in Mineola, a tiny town with an old downtown drag filled with shops and restaurants. We talked at her brother-in-law's insurance agency, and Bruner came prepared. She brought a host of old newspapers and internet printouts, highlighted and neatly underlined. She wants people to understand why she's so concerned about the state of education.
I want to read this chart to you. It's from the C-Scope curriculum.
She points to one chart reprinted from an economics textbook that shows a progression from capitalism to communism. It's an example of a worrying trend she sees in education.
It has been moving us for many years in the direction of socialism. And I'll even make a stronger statement than that. It has been moving us in the direction of communism.
Bruner says she wants a seat on the State Board of Education to promote phonics, basic arithmetic, and cursive writing. She says schools should test less and teach kids to read when they're ready.
There's something shameful when we are graduating children who are not ready to go to college, are not ready to balance their checkbooks, and basic things like that.
Bruner also wants to see schools that emphasize love of country and capitalism, that don't promote gay or transgender issues, and that don't teach climate change as a fact.
And I'm going to be fighting for the values that our East Texas people believe in. The majority of the people in District 9 believe like I believe.
District 9 is huge and includes more than 180 mostly tiny school districts. It stretches from Rockwall County east of Dallas to the Arkansas border and from the Oklahoma state line to the middle of East Texas. It's the Bible Belt, Bruner says, where people still appreciate Christian values.
We were a better country. We were a better society. We were better all around. We didn't have so many murders and rapes and everything when people were more moral. And I'm just making the statement that morality is taught through religion.
Bruner's views aren't all that unusual in this stretch of East Texas, at least not according to Tammy Blair. She was elected to lead the Cherokee County Republican Party in March.
I think you have to define extreme. Would we be extreme to New Yorkers? Probably. But would they be extreme to us? Sure. You know, if they don't hold those same values, yeah.
Blair and Bruner have traveled in the same conservative political circles for some time. Blair endorsed Bruner because she has decades of classroom experience. She says grassroots activists like her and Bruner aren't polished politicians who always planned to run for office.
If you are planning ahead, you're being careful what you're posting. We didn't. You know, so Mary Lou didn't expect for a reporter to go back through 5 years worth of postings on Facebook.
Bruner, for her part, says she's more flexible than people give her credit for.
You know, I think we need to try to understand each other. And if we can't understand each other and agree on something, then I think we part as friends and say, you know, it's okay for you to believe that and for me to believe this. It's okay for us to disagree.
On matters of principle, Bruner says there's no room for compromise. Christopher Connolly, KERA News. This story was reported in collaboration with the Us and Them podcast, telling stories about the fault lines that separate Americans.